So, Netflix just aired a live boxing match of Mike Tyson, Jake Paul. There was actually a few matches before them. I just want to say, for all those people that tuned in and watched it, I feel sorry for you. I do. You knew what was going to happen. You tried to deny it. You knew what was going to happen. So, first things first, the whole thing was it's going to happen in June or July. Mike Tyson got some health issues and it got pushed to now in November. And the reason why Mike's got health issues, he's been out of boxing for like 20 some years, right? So to expect him to just be able to turn it on like that, we all want him to, because he's Mike Tyson and he's one of the best to ever put on gloves and get in a ring. And we keep denying our mind that, and trying to convince ourselves that we don't know what's actually happening, that he can pass father time and still be great. So the whole thing is this social media celebrity, Jake Paul, YouTube star, whatever you want to call him. He's actually a decent boxer, but he's 27 years old and he plays a lot of people way past their prime. We all know that. And him and Mike decided to get a huge paycheck and people bought into it. And I feel sorry for those people because we all want to see Jake Paul lose. I guess that's the common theme. So when Mike Tyson agreed to do it, everyone got excited, thinking, oh, Mike Tyson's going to be the Mike Tyson of 25, 26 years old and just knock him out. Even Mike Tyson at 40 can knock him out. I mean, it's great to think. So people paid a decent amount of money, got Netflix. They had Netflix already. They had parties. 8 o'clock is when it was supposed to start. About 4 hours later, it was when the match actually started because of the undercard. And people always forget about that when it comes to boxing. If you only are there for that one match, you can basically tune in a minimum hour and a half later because you have all these matches beforehand. And some get you excited, some are whatever. But I, for one, can say I didn't watch it. I've read about it. I can say I am one of these people that wants to see Mike Tyson kick ass no matter who he plays. A few years ago, I watched him do Roy Jones and did great. That was not a sanctioned bout. I wish it was because it would look great on his resume, even though they're both past their prime. But Mike showed some spark 4 years ago, but he was 54 years old playing a guy of fairly similar age. So this, it was like, all right, father time versus a guy who's decent, never gonna win a title, but decent enough to have his own, so to speak. And people bought into it. They spent, couldn't tell how much money, how much time talking about it, bets. Las Vegas had Mike Tyson losing this match. He was like plus 150 when it started. I think he was 135 at some point. But basically, no matter how much people kept betting on Tyson, they still had him as the underdog. 91%, at least hours, the morning of the match, he had 91% of all bets, Tyson. So everybody likes Tyson. People want to see him win. Jake Paul was the favorite. He's 31 years younger. He boxes more often. He had no health scares. So it made sense that he's the favorite. but it was getting 9% of the money. So right there told me before to bet. I like Tyson. Maybe I should put my money on Jake. But then if I watch it, I'm going to be rooting for Jake. And I don't want to be rooting for Jake. I want to be rooting for Tyson. Like 91% of everybody else, I want to be rooting for Mike. Iron Mike is the man. You saw how great he was. So not to go on this crazy rant about too many things, but supposedly Netflix drops the ball. They have streaming issues during this 5-hour feed of boxing at night. A lot of people are getting frustrated, and don't know if everyone got to see the fight, but I guess a lot of people tuned in. I definitely think Netflix made money because of this, which is what they wanted to do. Everyone that fought, no permanent damage to anybody. So let's get into this fight and what makes me have an episode on it. Reading about the fight, seeing people that watch the fight tweet about it, a lot of athletes, according to this article, all disappointed in not only the outcome, but how Tyson looked. Tyson, again, is 58 years old, and people kept having wishful thinking that he is going to have this, you know, fountain of youth moment, and it didn't happen. And people were disappointed in that. They wanted to see him throwing punches and doing this and that. And it just didn't happen. I guess Mike Tyson came out in a flurry and looked, got people excited in the first round, maybe first round and a half, only 2-minute rounds. And people got all excited. But then I guess his legs died and he maybe got tired, or maybe it was all a sham. Depending on who you talk to, that's what it is. So Mike Tyson in the 8 rounds threw 97 punches. And that is not a lot when you talk about boxing. You usually get hundreds. And when you have so little, it's really going down to they have to be the most effective punches ever. You can't only have so many fights or so many punches expect to win a fight unless they're just rock solid to the face, to the body, just do some blow. But to have it like that, and people just disappointed in the outcome, disappointed and wasting their time. I, for one, am fine. I'm disappointed that Tyson, after hearing about this, agreed to it after all, because it was a sanctioned fight that went on his record. And I think overall, when people just look at his record, they're not going to look at the context of some of his losses. But go up against him and make it sanctioned, I think was a mistake. But can't change it now. I think Tyson is regretting the decision, unless he's looking at his bank account. And I don't care. I do wonder if the conspiracy that they both faked the fight to just take the money and run, it's a real thing. You'll probably hear about that in the news a lot. But the disappointing thing about this is Jake Paul isn't playing anybody in their prime or up and coming of note. And he's not a pro boxer, so I'd expect him to do that. Okay. But then why do you keep doing these? Like, why do people want to keep watching you fight people out of their prime? Do people care about the Pauls that much? I, for one, I don't even know if I've seen a YouTube video of theirs. I don't even think I've seen one. I don't even get recommended them. So I couldn't even tell you what kind of content they even put out on YouTube. Or what they say. I couldn't even tell you how their voices sound. But for some reason, everyone has this hatred of the Pauls, but some reason, people keep watching their content. And he's not a pro fighter. He's not going to be a pro fighter. I think he's a great promoter because he realizes people hate him. And he just keeps cashing in on people wishing his downfall. And they never get it. And they don't get it because he's facing people out of their prime. So he's smart in the case that, hey, I'm going to fight these people out of their prime. And I want to make a ton of money doing it. And I'm not going to be as affected as if I played somebody in their prime. Because the punches are going to be softer. They're going to be slower. So I'm able to give it a chance to win it myself. And if Jake, people need to start understanding that and just stop watching his matches or stop caring, and then they would go away, right? Or he would have to become a serious boxer. But to convince Mike to do this, I mean, the money's right. I guess he could care less. As a purist, I would be disappointed in how the game is going right now, because boxing is dying. UFC is crushing it. So they need these things that bring people to boxing, but no one's going to watch more boxing matches because of this. So they watch the big events of big people, but they don't watch anything else. So I think boxing has a bad rep right now. It's got bad visibility. So I think it'd be awesome to be able to watch fights. I don't think I'm allowed to watch fights in the state that I'm in. But I'll have to look it up. But it's just small, really cool things they could do that would enhance the game, but I don't think this is really enhancing it. It's drawing people's attention to boxing for a minute, and then everyone goes back. And I think this could have more hurt than help. And the mere factor that people watch this one fight and stop watching again. And they're not watching because two heavyweights are going at it and they just want to see it. They're doing it for other reasons. But that's my take. Disappointed in Mike, Iron Mike. Wish he would have went a little bit harder when I woke up in the morning and saw that he was the unanimous decision, but can't control it. I wasn't there. And I would love to hear other people's thoughts on this. You can email me at info@thepodcastoneverything.com. You can reach out to the show and leave a comment in the corresponding episode. You can check us out on all podcast carriers. Podcastoneverything.com is also our website. Check it out. But I would love to hear if someone disagrees and thinks the match was amazing. And they weren't disappointed. But this was just a quick talk about the match. This match, it was quicker than the fight. But that's it. See you next time.